How ready is he for this opportunity?
Oh, I think he's ready. I mean, you know, you don't get drafted number three overall not to be ready. And, you know, it's always going to be a learning experience. You know, is it going to be an Andrew Luck or is it going to be a guy that just develops into it? And, you know, we'll take it one day at a time and, you know, he'll go out there and do what he's supposed to do and make some plays out there. So I'm excited.
How different of a quarterback were you from start one to start two or start two to start 22?
Yeah, I think it's just a comfort level. I think it's just understanding what you're going to get from different defenses. You know, the defenses can take it one way. They can pressure the quarterback at a young age, or they can just sit back and see if he's going to make that mistake. So we're going to just try to figure out what the defense is trying to give him and, you know, see if he makes smart decisions.
Like you said, he hasn't talked to anybody else about what the first start's like, about preparation for it. Just you. Who was the biggest influence for you when you were getting ready to take it?
I don't know. I mean, Chad Pennington was there, but I don't even think it's kind of weird. You know, I don't know if you really talk to other quarterbacks about it. I think you just go into it and the coaches really explain, you know, what the game plan is and you try to just feed off of that and just rely on your skill set and go out and play. But if he has advice, I mean, I can give him advice, but it's really just look at it and control the game plan, go where you're supposed to go with the football, get it out on time and try to make some plays out there.
So what was going through your head when you came in at locker room and Gus delivered the news, and then you went to the offense, right?
Yeah.
And announced the change. What, just take me through your thinking there.
Well, I mean, after that first half went on, I kind of could feel there might be a change. And, you know, Gus brought me in. We talked, and, you know, like I said, we talked to him earlier in the week that it could happen. Didn't know if it was going to happen that early, but really just came into the team and said, you know, we all need to do a better job. Each individual has to play better, have to make plays. When the plays present themselves, make the plays. And, you know, I just wanted them to know, coming from me, being the captain and the leader of this team, you know, I felt it was better to come from me than a coach.
And personally, how important was it for you to not get blindsided in this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important, and that's the trust that I had in Gus and the respect that I have for him, and it worked out. You know, obviously it didn't work out great, but it worked out better favor that I understood what was going on.
Had you been blindsided before?
Yeah, I mean, third year, Pennington, they benched me, but Pennington played two plays, and then I went back in.